Welcome to Diary Detours. In this series, I share the raw and real pages of my personal diary. Some hopeful, some angry, some sad, and some just strange. My hope is that by opening up and being vulnerable, you'll be inspired to start your own journaling practice. Let this be a safe space for all of us to find a healthy release, a place to just let it out. So let's take a step together into today's entry. So in today's episode, I'm going to be reading a diary entry and a poem that I wrote back in May of 2023. So that was approximately 3 months after I turned 30. The big 3-0. But before I do that, I just want to give you some context. I'm going to give you a lot of context before I share the diary entry, so just know that ahead of time.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
So 2023 was a really challenging year for me, mostly emotionally. And to be frank, the last couple of years have been wild for me. In the last 5 years, I have lived in 2 countries, 3 different states in the United States. I've also had multiple jobs. I've had surgery. I had one of my ovaries removed. That sucked. Anyway, I was also diagnosed with multiple chronic conditions that I'm still dealing with. So basically a lot of stuff going on. But in 2023 specifically, I had a lot of repressed and suppressed emotions from my childhood that wanted to be released from my body. So like I said, I turned 30 in 2023. 1 month, exactly 1 month before my 30th birthday, I had been temporarily kicked out of a family member's house. I'm not going to give a whole lot of details, but thankfully my husband and I, we weren't homeless and we ended up staying at a relative's house. So I'm so thankful to God for that. But then a month later, literally on my 30th birthday, I received a birthday surprise. And no, it wasn't a good one. It felt like a total slap in the face. So the person who gave me the surprise, they literally flew from the United States to Mexico, where I'm currently living, unannounced. And they show up. They find out that I'm staying at, you know, the relative's house that's letting me stay there for a month. And they hand me some legal paperwork demanding me to sign it. I don't want to get into all the details here because one, it's really a long story. it wasn't like I did anything like horrible. Let's just say that I, at the time, was basically in charge of an elderly person in my family. Okay. I kind of was like the person kind of in charge of just some of their personal stuff. I don't want to get too much into it because, you know, I don't need my family coming at me for the stuff that I share on this podcast. So I got to keep certain details to myself. And that's why sometimes I do have to be vague, at least for the meantime. You know, maybe in a few years when I'm not really close to my family, maybe I can divulge more information on these kind of like, on these kind of topics, but right now just isn't the time. So anyway, a lot happened in the year that I turned 30. A few months after I turned 30, I wrote this diary entry that I'll be sharing in a bit. And I called the entry 30 going on 13. The name is actually a play on words, and it alludes to one of my favorite movies, which is called 13 going on 30 with the actress Jennifer Garner. It's a really good movie. If you haven't watched it, I think you'll really like it. Some people say that it's a chick flick, which means, you know, that it's mostly a movie for women, for chicks. But I remember making my husband watch it with me. And I think he thought it was sweet. So anyway, so I know this was a really long intro, but you know, in this series, Diary Detours, I like to give some context to these diary entries. It's vulnerable for me, but the reason I do this is because I want to get deep and connect with you. A lot of podcasts out there are really professional and I don't know the other word for it, but just like, yeah, just really professional. A lot of them are kind of similar to each other. And so I know that whoever chooses to listen to this show, it's because they want to feel seen and validated and they don't want to feel alone. I know how it can feel to feel like you have all this internal pain and that you're alone, like no one cares about you. I just hope that by being vulnerable, by sharing these diary entries once in a while, that it can help you feel like you can resonate. Maybe hearing someone else going through pain helps you feel like you're not alone. And I just really hope I can encourage you to at least journal. You know, if you don't do anything else for your mental health or your healing journey, but journal, I feel like that can be really helpful. But remember, I got to throw in a disclaimer here. I am not a therapist or a professional, or like a mental health professional, right? So you shouldn't take my advice. Remember that. Okay. I don't want you coming out after me, trying to sue me or something. I don't need anyone else coming and handing me no legal paperwork. You know what I mean? But, you know, in all seriousness, I know that from personal experience, how helpful it can be having a journal, at least for myself. So with that said, let's finally get into today's diary entry. I feel like I'm 30 going on 13. This wasn't supposed to happen like this. It's wild to think that when I was 18, I had my own place, paid all my bills, had a car, and didn't have to answer to anyone. But now, I feel like I'm regressing. Now I'm 30 years old and living in someone else's home again, like when I was a kid. It feels weird and scary not to have my own car, since my car used to be a safe haven for me, a way of escaping the world. I now find I'm locking myself up in my room again, afraid to go into the living room, just like it was when I was 13. Not wanting to be seen, just wanting to be invisible, walking very quietly, trying not to make noise or bring attention to myself, afraid of what backlash I may experience next if I don't do or say the right thing. Speaking of being on the receiving end of criticism and resentment, you know what's sometimes worse than that? The awkward silences. The dead, awkward silence that exists between two people who do not want to be around each other. So in order to avoid either of those, I just sit in my room, quietly listening to the sounds of the doors opening and the footsteps that pass by. Every time wondering, are they going to come knock on the door and want to engage with me? And then letting go the sigh of relief as I hear the footsteps pass by and continue moving along their way. If you were to ask me what feelings I'm experiencing in my body and what thoughts come to my head, lately it would be the following. Physical body. Heart racing. Chest feels full. Hard to fully exhale. Sweat. Shaking in my extremities. Emotions and thoughts. Trapped. Stuck. Caged. Scared. Nervous. Anxious. You know, it's ironic. No one is making me stay in my room. No one is telling me to hide away. I'm choosing to do that. But why? It's the way I survived when I was young, when I felt similar emotions. I close myself off like a small animal that feels like this is the only way to survive. Dig a hole and hide. Find a small cave and tuck myself away inside. What is this little animal afraid of? What fear is holding me back from being secure and confident? Instead of digging a hole and just continuing to hide, I think it would be a good idea to instead dig deep inside myself and find the root of these feelings. Why did the 13-year-old act this way? What was she afraid of? Maybe the fact that I'm 30 years old and essentially living like a teenager again is not regression. Maybe life needed to play out this way. Maybe I needed to be in this exact situation at this moment in time. Now that I'm older and more self-aware, I can reflect deeply and understand that 13-year-old who locked herself up in her room. This opportunity I have is a blessing, even if it doesn't seem like it at the moment. So that was the diary entry that I wanted to share. And if you remember at the beginning of the episode, I said that I also wrote a poem. So I'm about to read the poem to you. What I did was I took the basic concept of the diary and then I turned it into a poem. So here's the poem. By the way, how many times did I just say the word poem? Okay, here it is. I feel like I'm 30 going on 13. Hiding in my room, don't want to be seen. Feeling nervous, stuck, and caged. Afraid of the criticism, punishment, and rage. Why is this happening now? Is this my fault somehow? Shouldn't I be in a different place? This feels like such a disgrace. But I got to remind myself, I'm blessed in this mess. Maybe I'm not regressing, and this is actually a blessing. Maybe I can turn this frustration into a productive situation. It's an opportunity to heal the teen girl inside me and help her become strong, confident, and free. Like I said in the intro, I wrote the diary entry and poem 3 months after turning 30. And as of this recording, I'm actually 31 years old. And I'm only like 4 months away from turning 32. So it has been a while since I wrote the diary entry, but I still have moments that I feel like I'm stuck. But, you know, with that said, I do know that adversity can bring blessings to our lives. I actually have this motto that I came up with a few years back. And the motto is this: challenges are often our biggest blessings. You know, we often realize in hindsight that we needed to experience adversity because something good came out of it. I'm not saying that all adversity, like, oh, it's all of it is good because we can learn from it. Like, I'm not saying that either, right? But at least in my life, from my perspective, a lot of the adversity I've gone through, it ended up turning out for the better. So yeah, I figured I would share this because it's very vulnerable for me, especially as someone in her 30s, to admit that she feels like she's regressing and is so stuck. You know, life is interesting and things do change. We are put into different situations and we have to learn to not give up no matter how difficult things may be. So with that said, I really hope that this episode inspires you to journal what you're going through, your thoughts, how you're feeling, and who knows, maybe you can even turn it into a poem like I did. It can be a really helpful experience. For guidance and journaling tools, I invite you to visit the link in the description because I might have some things that could help you. And until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.